I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. There hasn't been a lot of good news for ag producers on the trade front so far this week. Another busy one for those involved in ag trade, as China has just announced a big duty on U.S. sorghum. Colorado is in the top five sorghum producing states. And according to the National Sorghum Producers, in recent years, sorghum's use in the ethanol market has seen tremendous growth, with approximately 40% of all domestic sorghum going to ethanol production. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says China's actions are misguided.
Very unfortunate, but hopefully this can be corrected sooner rather than later.
Trade ministers from Canada and Mexico have been meeting with U.S. counterparts in Washington. Some have said not to expect any announcements to come out of these meetings. Perdue told reporters in the Capitol there is still time to make something good happen.
It's one of those things where it's never over till it's over. We're continuing to press for good results there that would help to relieve the anxiety index out here.
Japan has been inviting the U.S. to rejoin the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, with 11 nations around the Pacific Rim. China is not one of them. The pact, experts say, is one way to take on China's unfair trade practices. President Trump tweeted a dismissal of the idea of rejoining TPP. Trump instead is pushing for a bilateral trade agreement with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who is visiting the U.S. this week.
They have great respect for one another, and I hope that we're able to make some real progress there. That would be good news for farmers.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.